Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. Last week on all of our episodes of Day by Day, we learned that Jesus loved his own completely, all the way to the end. And he wanted them to know that even in the face of confusion, he was still in control. He made this known by saying, "I know whom I have chosen." Jesus makes it known that there will be a traitor. And he also makes it known that none of it catches him off guard, but rather, he knew what he was doing all along. Some people might read this and think that when Jesus uses the word chosen, that he's only referring to the other 11 disciples, those chosen unto salvation. We read it in our minds this way, "I know whom I have chosen, and Judas is not chosen." But that's not how Jesus is using the word here. He's simply stating that he knew from the beginning that when he chose Judas to be in the 12, he knew then exactly who Judas was and what he would do. Remember John chapter 6, verse 70, "Did I not choose you, the 12, and yet one of you is a devil?" Jesus is assuring the other 11 disciples that all of this is under his control. Jesus was not fooled by Judas's surface level behavior, and he's not fooled by yours or mine either. Jesus is not a game. He's not a gimmick, nor is he a good luck charm. He is the resurrected Son of Almighty God, and as such, all authority has been given to him. You can't play Jesus. He will not be used as a means to your end. If you're a believer today, would you please pray for Eodu Rodriguez and his family, our missionaries in the Cape Verde Islands? And also remember the Enzima LifeWord broadcast heard throughout Ghana and the Ivory Coast.